folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Melody Cedarstrom will not be here today. She had to take care of some other business, and I'll do my best to fill her shoes and bring you information that you need to make some financial decisions. This is Financial Survival. It is the sixth day of October 2021. I'm going to bring you the metals reports and the market reports. So we're going to go talk to Wendy Wilson of Apothecary Herbs, and she has a topic today that's going to be very, very interesting. Let's go to the metals. Gold was up a little bit, about 360 to 1764. Silver, about even, 2263. Platinum, up by 28 bucks, $984. Palladium, down by 20, 1831. Rhodium, up about 100 bucks at 13,050. So that's a lot of money for rhodium, that's for sure. The Dow, well, pretty much even. Up about 0.9% at 34,346. NASDAQ was up about 23 points, about 0.16% at 14,457. And the S&P was up about 0.14% at 43,51. Nothing earth-shattering there, obviously. The 10-year yield was 1.52%. Oil, well, actually went down a little bit, folks, 257 to 76.90, which is still tremendously high, and we haven't seen that anywhere near the top yet. The Nikkei basically broke even, about down about 1%. The Hong Kong Seng was down about 0.5%, and the London FTSE up a little over 1%. And the Germany DAX was up about 1.5%. So not a big change anywhere in markets, anywhere to speak of. I mean, nothing to get excited about. Seems as usual. Everything just goes on the way it is, and it keeps on going that way. Gold and silver are holding their own and bounce around a little bit. The markets are, are mediocre now as far as up and down. So that's where we are on that. But let's go to our guest, Wendy Wilson. Now, folks, you're about to hear some very interesting information from Wendy that makes perfect sense when you listen to it, and then you understand why the vaccines, and not just COVID, but all of them should be avoided. Wendy, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good to have you, and welcome to the program, and I'm excited to hear what you're going to share today.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for having me there. We're going to talk about, this is a medical term. It's called immune system amnesia, which most people have never heard of. And we're real familiar with the term amnesia, but what are we saying when we talk about human immune system amnesia? What happens when the immune system experiences that? Well, we're really saying the immune system forgets to use previous antibodies to fight against infections. So we have to ask the question, what's going on with the immune system that would malfunction like that? So I thought we would check this out. First of all, let's just recap here that your immune system does store your antibodies. So the immune system will store many antibodies over a course of your lifetime. So let's say, Pastor Butch, you come in contact with the China flu or any kind of flu pathogen, and you get over it, your immune system will store that antibody. So somewhere down the road, you may come in contact with a form of that same flu. That pathogen is just a little slightly different. The immune system will go to that antibody that you stored previously, and you have adaptogen antibody cells that will adapt the antibody to fit the new pathogen. So the immune system doesn't have to start all over with creating an antibody, and it works really quickly. So you may not even know you were sick. That's how fast the immune system can launch the antibody, and you may not even come down with symptoms. So this is a real important part of the immune system God has given us. And so according to the National Institutes of Health, research is showing your immune system makes a variety of antibodies. So when they do blood analysis research on the human immune system, they can sequence how many antibodies people are making, and they estimate you would make a quadrillion amount of antibodies during your lifetime. That's a lot of antibodies, isn't it?
Unbelievable. Quadrillion. My mind can't even wrap around that.
Right. So your immune system is very busy. And so the adaptogen immune system cells normally will take saved antibodies, modify them, and fight new pathogens that you come in contact, similar to a pathogen-like properties you've already experienced. So And your antibodies have a bit of history because we know science has tests to determine a person's genealogy by analyzing their blood. Science also has a way to determine our infection history by looking at our antibodies. So medical science is using this information to make designer vaccines all within a matter of days. So you want to remember the biomarkers that you're hearing talked about recently with the COVID vaccine. So if you recall, science is manipulating vaccine serums and its effect on your human body and how the immune system reacts. So they do this with, quote, proteins. So a specific protein can turn a switch on or off in the body and influence how cells communicate and function. This is where your RNA gene modification comes in. Now, likewise, the immune system's antibodies are made from white blood cells and protein, and they have this Y shape to them. So they're really easy to spot under a microscope. So science knows, oh, there's an antibody because it's in a Y shape. So the protein chain that's within your Y-shaped antibodies will vary to reflect the pathogen it's designed to fight. So the two immune system cells that are involved in adapting antibodies and launching them to attack the infection and keep you healthy and well are your B as in boy, B cells and T cells. So B and T, B as in boy, T as in tomato, okay? So these cells are critical in neutralizing infections and keeping you healthy and safe, Pastor Butch. So let's talk about your disease markers in your vaccine. So the vaccine industry in the last 100 years has evolved and has become quite sophisticated in their advancements to use protein markers to neutralize immune system cells. It's done intentionally with each vaccine that you take. There is just enough toxin included in your vaccines to subdue the immune system little by little, creating a weakening of the immunity, which is passed on to offspring, by the way. So booster shots are really part of this program, especially for children, because if a vaccine offered a full dose of the toxins, it would end a person's life and therefore, you know, nobody would get a vaccine. Therefore, small doses are delivered directly to the muscles and works its way into your blood system and into your cells and tissues. Now, that has been described to me by numerous virologists. So this is not something I'm making up. This is like virology 101. So let's get to this new study, Pastor Butch. This was a semi-new. It's 2019 study.
I got a question for you. I'd like to ask you a question. You just said that this can be passed down to your children and their children.
Yeah.
What
well,
you're
they're
saying
genetically
is
modifying
that
the immune
our offspring
system.
Will be weaker at defending against diseases? Wow.
Yeah, well, and especially now with your mRNA, so you got your messenger RNA, these are really designed to do that. So not just suppressing the immune system, but changing the way immune system behaves, how your cells communicate in the defense of your immunity. So it's changing, it's recreating you on a metabolic level. And it's really, in my opinion, diabolical. Messing with God's, it's messing with God's copyright, so... But here's the study. Here's the study that Harvard Medical School did, and it proved that using, let's say, your measles virus, which is a single-strand RNA virus that once infected animals and now is related also to the canine distemper virus, okay? So this can disrupt the human immune system, this virus, which is called measles. So the first written cases of measles infecting humans was recorded in the 9th century. A vaccine for measles was marketed in the United States in 1963, and then in 1971, science combined pathogens into one vaccine, such as your measles, mumps, rubella, or your MMR shot. So here, the Harvard Medical School released their findings, and it was published in October 31st, 2019, Journal of Science, that the measles pathogen will wipe the human immune system out of 73% of its antibodies that fight viruses and bacterial infections. So they call this a measles ravaged immune system. Isn't that an interesting term?
So we're being set up for a takedown.
Well, I mean, it's interesting that they use that description, a measles ravaged immune system. Okay. Now, why would medical science be proud of this fact? Because the writings were kind of, you know, glowing that they know this, because it encourages more disease and it creates low immunity towards influenza, creating a greater need for vaccines. So the arrogance of science even boasts that they are doing, what they're doing is they're trying to help your immune system relearn how to protect the body against infections, like God didn't know what he was doing. See? That's what they're trying to tell you. That's how they're trying to spin and sell this. Let me read you this quote. Let me see. I got it. Who is this by? This is by Harvard. Well, this is Harvard Medical School in their article. It says, quote, "Our research details the mechanisms and scope of this measles-induced immune amnesia, which impairs the body's immune memory, causing the immune amnesia. And this work underscores the importance of measles vaccination, and those infected with measles may benefit from booster shots for their childhood vaccines." Now, I think it's interesting that they say may, and what the tone of this report is, if you get regular measles on your own, a natural form of measles, they're saying it's going to wipe out your immune system. But they're saying if you get the measles vaccine, you're not going to have that reaction. But they're injecting you with live measles vaccine. So you're still getting that injected into you. So one pathologist said, for instance, if you get chicken pox as a child, you know, you're going to get the shingles later on because that virus stays with you. So if you get injected with the shingles vaccine, which is really chicken pox virus, you will get shingles. And the virologist said it's a no-brainer. It's, wow. You're getting the virus, so you're going to get it. So I could really believe my eyes when I read the next line, the pastor, on this report. Dismantling the immune system of a natural antibody protection to science is equal to boosting the immune system. Let me read you this quote. "This research is suggesting that the measles vaccine gives a general boost to the immune system." So in the next paragraph, they talk about previous studies praising the measles vaccine, that, you know, the benefits based on their theory. Now, measles vaccine is still based on theory. It's never been proven to work. And so here is their theory, and see if this makes sense to you, Pastor Butch. Quote, "The measles vaccine protects against measles infection and prevents the body from losing or forgetting its immune memory for measles and preserves its resistance to infections." So they're putting measles in, but they're saying it won't wipe out your immune system like regular measles.
And that makes any sense, but none of it does. This is ridiculous.
Yep. Well, so after they wipe out 73% of the antibodies, your B and T cells, with the measles protein in the vaccine, the research claims the vaccine helps the immune system to protect you from measles and other infections. I'm sorry, when science uses words like ravaged immune system regarding the measles protein pathogen, I highly doubt there's going to be a benefit whatsoever from their version of the serum. Ravaged, Pastor Butch, is defined as severely damaged and devastated.
Absolutely.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Now, science admits to this damage. Here is the same report, and it's reminding us that the past research lists such pathogen manipulation of the immune system cases, and it gives great bodily harm, leaving people vulnerable to getting sick or even dying. Here's a quote. "Past research states the effects of immune amnesia or immune suppression following measles vaccine could last as long as 2 to 3 years." End of quote.
Wow.
And you were saying, can the immune system get it back? Yeah, but it has to go back to square one and start over. Harvard Medical School also says, "Research from our Harvard Medical School is showing that the measles pathogen virus wipes out up to 73% of different antibodies that protect against viral and bacterial strains a person was previously immune to. Anything from an influenza to herpes viruses to bacteria that causes pneumonia and skin infections." End of quote. So they even give an example of the devastation. Now, this one just made my jaw drop. This is by the Harvard School. They say, so if a person had 100 different antibodies against chickenpox before getting the measles live virus vaccine, they might emerge from having infection 50% of the time, cutting their chickenpox protection in half. That protection could dip even lower if some of the antibodies lost are potent defense-type cells known for neutralizing infections. So they're totally. And here's this other quote that was just insane. This was from one of the professors on the study, Stephen Eldridge. He's with the Epidemiology Department at Harvard Medical School. This is kind of creeping me out, what he said. Imagine that your immunity against pathogens is like carrying around a book of photographs of criminals, and someone punched a bunch of holes in it. It would be much harder to recognize the criminal if you saw them. End of quote. So what Professor Eldridge is saying here is science knows they're punching holes in your immune system, so it's going to be difficult for your immune system to identify these pathogens and defend you against these infections. But in the next breath, research is reminding us the measles vaccine saves lives. And of course, the science wants us to believe that the natural form of the measles will do all this damage, but the vaccine form will not. Now, additional research that confirms this did show up also in the Journal of Science Immunology. Now, here comes the big finale, Pastor Butch. Natural Medicine listed a report that the WHO and other health authorities are worried about measles and the outbreaks with the COVID pandemic. Lo and behold, this report in Natural Institute of Health, March 2021, states that the measles vaccine was the basis used for the COVID vaccine. So it's really made out of a measles vaccine. And here's what they reported. Scientists developed the SARS-CoV-2 vaccine by adding a key coronavirus gene to the measles vaccine, and this vaccine is now a candidate to be used to treat COVID and measles. So rabbit hole just got deeper, Pastor, and they're going to treat kids with that for sure.
On it goes, and I'm still sitting there thinking about all these vaccines that weaken your children, weaken your grandchildren. And each generation gets more sickly, and you can see that, actually. You can actually see that when you think about it.
Yeah, if you look about these kids that get these vaccines, you know, they get a lot of upper head infections, ear infections, cold and flu bugs. A lot of them are given asthma from vaccines. That's been proven, too, that these vaccines create asthma in kids and type 2 diabetes. So, you know, these things are weapons, really, and they're creating patients for the drug companies and far worse, in my opinion. So, but that's my opinion. I just don't shoot the messenger. I'm just delivering the info. By the way, Apothecary Herbs has a new product catalog. They can call up to get one at 866-229-3663 or visit us at thepowerherbs.com. And of course, we just started our autumn sale at 20% off.
Very good information, Wendy. Some of the best I've ever heard. I'd like to have that article myself. You can send it to me. Very powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for being with us. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
See you next week. Look back at the break. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Alrighty, folks, this is Pastor Butch Paul, and again, Melody Cederstrom is taking the time off to get some things done. Listen to Financial Survival, and I cannot do the job she does, but I'll do the best I can, covering a lot of different topics today. And I want to read something to you that Francis Schaeffer said back in the 70s. He was the gentleman that came over to warn us about what's happening all over the world and tried to warn America, don't let it happen here. He said this, and this is so important in the 70s, but twice as relevant today. At least twice, maybe 20 times relevant. There are times in which anyone with a shred of moral principle should be profoundly angry. We live in such time. One more time. There are times in which anyone with a shred of moral principle should be profoundly angry. We live in such times. Boy, did he... In the 70s, yes, no doubt. But in the 2000s, my friends, we certainly are seeing a lack of moral principle in the masses. We truly are. But it's unbelievable. But I want to cover, you know, they're still fighting over the budget. We're going to have a government shutdown, and then all this on it goes. Our Senator Joe Manchin here in West Virginia supposedly is trying to hold the line to keep it at $1.5 trillion and stop $3.5 trillion. We'll see. But in that bailout bill, in that budget bill, I'm going to share with you a couple of things that's tucked away in there, kind of hidden from us. Big media, notice this, big bailout for corporate media tucked away in spending bill. Big media has mostly failed to mention that part of Joe Biden's $3.5 trillion spending package includes $1.3 billion bailout for media organizations. Your tax dollars hand out to propagandists to press for more government, is that what the founders had in mind with the First Amendment provisions for the freedom of the press? In a commentary published Wednesday in the Daily Signal, Adam Gillette, president of Accuracy and Media, noted the spatial journalism tax credit is equal to 50% of the salary of each journalist, up to $50,000 per journalist annually. Think of it as a way to turn every news outlet in America into a version of NPR. Wow. This tax credit is equal to 50% of the salary of each journalist, up to $50,000 a year. And on top of that, sneak in item. Democrat budget gives $80 billion in child tax credits to illegal aliens. Legal aliens living in the United States would stand to get about $80 billion over a 10-year period if a filibuster-proof budget reconciliation package by Senate Democrats passes through Congress, a new analysis concludes. For months, Senate Democrats have sought to pass a $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package that would need only a majority of support in House or Senate. The reconciliation process would also prevent the Senate Republicans from using filibusters to stop the plan. Analysts by the Center for Immigration Status revealed that if passed, the plan would provide illegal aliens with about $80 billion in a child tax credit over the course of a decade, a massive cost to the American taxpayers who would have to foot the bill. You remember this ritual that Francis Schaeffer said? Living in times, anybody with a shred of moral principle should be profoundly angry. What's it going to take to get the American people angry enough to say this? We're not going to do this. We're not going to tolerate this. Are we over the percentage of cowards in this country that we can't turn this around? Have we passed that line in the sand, so to speak, where none of the people are going to stand up and say anything? Is everybody so content with their government handouts and their measly lives in the cages that's been built around them that they're not going to say anything? Of course, the old adage is, you don't bite the hand that feeds you. So, if you're living from the government dole, you don't want to cut it off, do you? Joe Biden keeps falsely claiming the multi-trillion spending package agenda will cost zero. I know that man is mentally slow, but surely he knows better than this. President Joe Biden repeated his false claim Tuesday that his multi-trillion dollar spending agenda will cost the country $0. Best of all, he said, the cost of these bills in terms of adding to deficit is zero. Zero, zero. Biden insisted during an appearance in Michigan on Tuesday in a speech promoting his infrastructure bill and his Build Back Better entitlement spending proposal. Notice what he said, Build Back Better entitlement spending proposal. Entitlements used to be called welfare. Now we call it entitlements. But don't worry, it will cost nothing. It will cost the country nothing. $3.5 trillion brought in out of thin air will cost us nothing. It won't cost anything in taxes and interest. Don't worry about it. It's zero. Biden wouldn't lie to you, would he? It's zero. So just sit back and relax. Enjoy your benefits. So that if this passes, the illegal aliens can get $80 billion in child credits and benefits. So we should just all rejoice in that, shouldn't we? My, my, my. Experts say prices at grocery stores will continue to rise for over a year. If you think you're paying more at the grocery store, you're not wrong. Wholesale prices are at a record high and some suppliers are scarce. One woman said her grocery bill had been slowly climbing over the past few weeks. The prices are just too high, she said. She's not alone. Everything just seems to be a dollar or $2 higher, said shopper Kathleen Postal. This creep had just happened, and it's very expensive. Prices are going up high, said shopper Irwin Ginsburg. According to new figures released by the Labor Department, wholesale inflation jumped 8.3% from August of this year compared to August 2020. Now, folks, 8.3%. They admit sometimes to 4 or 5. They're now they're saying 8.3, and I think it's still low, but it's more realistic. That's the biggest gain on record since the department started tracking it more than a decade ago. We haven't seen anything yet, said supermarket guru .com Phil Limbert. Prices are going to continue to go up for a good year and a half. Limbert is the editor of the supermarketguru.com and a food industry analyst. The biggest increases we will see has to do with animals, he said, whether it's eggs or milk or pork or beef. Fires up north have decimated their feed. Supply chain issues have like bottlenecks at Port of Los Angeles, and labor shortages are also to blame. We have a huge problem with a lack of truck drivers, Lambert says. Refrigerated transport is up 10.4% in cost. As prices increase, supplies have decreased. We're just having a hard time finding the types of things we want, Postal said. At the grocery stores in CBS LA's Christian Laser visited, she saw a limited supply of things like milk, butter, soda, snacks, paper products, and baking supplies. Retailers who are filling up their orders to fill their shelves are getting what they are not getting what they order, Limbert said. It's estimated to be anywhere between 50% and 70% of what they order. So they ordered it, trying to restock, and it's not coming in. And we're going to read another article along those ways in a minute. But folks, I suggest you stock up. My wife, Marcia, went to the store today. I'll give you a few extra bucks to buy some canned goods. The next article we'll say, we'll discuss canned goods. You're going to be coming up short in the markets. And I'd ask her to buy some extra canned goods. I'll give her some money to do that with. It doesn't hurt, folks, to put a little bit extra back in your cabinets. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt to buy a silver dollar once in a while or a piece of gold once in a while. Put it back and keep it. It's just a safeguard. Prayerfully, you'll never need it. But if you need it and don't have it, folks, that's a sorry situation to be in. It truly is. The mainstream media says, now again, the mainstream media says, we can expect to see a shortage of canned goods during the holiday season. Now, folks, Thanksgiving is over a month away. We're getting close to what we call a holiday season. And according to what I'm reading, we're going to be reading here, things could get really tough during the holiday season. Now even the mainstream media is admitting that the store shortages are going to get even worse. Earlier this year, the talking heads on television were assuring all of us that the U.S. economy would be booming by the end of 2021, but obviously that hasn't happened. Instead, we are facing growing shortages and rampant inflation. In fact, one major inflation just hit the highest level in nearly 40 years. But a more immediate concern is the fact that shortages are intensifying all over the nation. We have never seen anything like this before, and the mainstream media is openly telling us that the worst is yet to come. For example, the following comes from an Axios article entitled The Great Holiday Shortage. It says, brace yourself. It's going to be hard to find everything, not just your favorite holiday foods and hot toys and gifts, but also basic staples like coffee and footwear, because of supply chain problems that will likely persist at least through next spring. At least through next spring, folks. Fall just starting now, so next spring is five or six, eight months away. Is it not? We're not even close to it yet. Other mainstream media outlets are becoming quite alarmist as well. An article they posted last week, the Today Show, warned that we can expect to see a shortage of canned goods during the upcoming holiday season. Rodney Holcomb, a food economist at Oklahoma State University, told Today in an email that we can expect to see a shortage of canned goods, but that this has nothing to do with the this has to do more with the container than the actual food. Aluminum availability is still a concern, so it may be more difficult to find those canned, ready-to-eat items on store shelves. This wasn't supposed to happen, but it is happening, and we're going to have to deal with it. Meat supplies are getting tighter and tighter as well. The following comes from an excellent piece by Stephen Stanford. Looking over the meat section to see if there were any deals going on in this day and age of rising meat prices, that manager came out from the back just in time for me to pelt him with a couple of questions, asking him, have you been having any difficulties getting in your meat supplies? He immediately responded to me with, I ordered 150 pounds of lunch meat this week, only to get 20 of them. They're warning me, and I've been told it's going to get a whole lot worse. WTOP News in Washington, D.C. reported September 30th, Prince George's County Public Schools said it will stop handing out free suppers to some students starting next week, citing supply chain issues and national shortages. Last month, a supermarket industry insider personally informed me that supply issues are widespread across a whole host of product categories. As the American people begin to figure out what is going on, we could potentially see a wave of panic shopping like we have never witnessed before. And folks, if there would come a panic shopping spree, where people do actually hoard up things, and I'm not saying you shouldn't get them. No, don't say that. I'm not saying you shouldn't. It's going to maybe make the situation even worse, maybe much worse. But as I said, I asked my wife today to take a few bucks and give them to her to go out and buy some extra canned goods. Put them up in the cabinet. We'll have them. They won't ruin. They'll stay there good for a long time. Just get them in case you need them. And if you're like me, finances are a little bit tight. I can't afford to waste a lot of money. I don't have a lot of money to waste. It seems like every time I turn around, something else is going on that I've got to dish out some money for, something breaking down or something going on. That's life, though, is it not? That's life. And for a long time, maybe we could do it without a whole lot, without even hardly breaking a sweat. But it's not that way any longer. Prices are getting so high, it's getting tough to keep ends together. So protect yourself, my friends, with a little bit extra food, a water filter, some even guns and ammunition, if you might need them for sure. And a little bit of gold and silver put back, thanks to a wise saying. Again, if you never need them, you can always eat them later, can't you? You can always sell the gold back later. You can, that's just things that you can do. But don't be caught without them. Futures tumble as natural gas prices explode. Stagflation fears surge. I'm not going to read a whole lot of this article, but it really is a pretty powerful argument to what's happening with energy prices around the world, but especially right now in Europe. In our market comments on Tuesday, we were stunned by the resilient surge in tech names in the broader market, even as yields soared on that biggest jump in break-even since the presidential election, noting that something is very broken with this picture. Well, one day later, normalcy is back. U.S. stock index futures tumbled. Talked about how they went down with the natural gas prices are about to explode worldwide. They're already doing it in Europe. And that natural gas, of course, is going to stimulate other energy problems, I'm afraid. And it's going to be carried on in a chain reaction to other areas of our life, obviously. And when energy cost goes up, so do the cost of goods. Nothing is produced without energy. Nothing is delivered without energy. Nothing is handled without energy. Nothing happens without energy. Now, when energy prices go up, whether it be heating or fuel, whatever it may be, as they increase, so will the cost. And if you do heat with natural gas or you heat with anything else, electricity, but I don't know about you, my electricity bill has went up tremendously over the last couple of years. Tremendously. And I'm afraid we haven't seen anything yet. So whatever you're doing, prepare for this coming winter. Think ahead. Don't just get through from week to week. I know sometimes it's hard just to make it week to week financially. But if you can do it all, about 4 or 5 months in advance. Think about what you can do to prepare yourself if things do get really a whole lot worse. You know, if you run out of something and you need it, no matter what it may be, that's a sad situation. But if you stock up on it and you don't need it, it's no big deal. You can always use it. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. And that's just common sense. It's not. That is just common sense on how to prepare for the future. For many, many years, Melody has been trying to tell people, get what you can in the way of precious metals when you can. And that's all, and if you've done it a little bit of the time like I did over the years, you'd be so thankful you did. I never could afford very much, but I got what I could when I could. And that's important that you do that. You don't have to be rich to start. You start basically nothing and work your way through a little bit at a time and have something reserved in case things do come together like I'm pretty sure they're going to, folks. I don't know what this fall is going to hold this winter, but if it comes together like it looks like it's going to, it's going to be a winter of discontent, to say the least. And who knows what can happen as far as people becoming angry enough to break out in riots. Who knows what can happen? Prepare yourself and prepare for your family to make it through this. Back at the break, a lot more to talk about. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Alrighty, folks, we are back, and give Melody a call again at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188, and talk to her about preparing a little bit, maybe as best you can, for what's coming. I mentioned this briefly yesterday. I don't want to share with you a little more detail today, that some senators were trying to block what they expect Biden's going to try to do to make it, to make us have interstate passports. Well, Senator Rick S.S. Marxist vaccine passport requirements. This is from Senator Scott introduced legislation this in Florida to block interstate travel checkpoints the Biden regime is trying to set up. Now, I said, folks, they're trying to set it up. They want to do interstate travel checkpoints. Biden is trying to get set up right now. Yes, there are a handful of senators and representatives who still care about the Republic and don't just join Congress for the money, power, and control. Take, for instance, Senator Rick Scott from Florida, who has the guts and the love for America to stand in the way of the most tyrannical regime the U.S. has ever experienced on our own turf. Are you ready for state troopers, FEMA's SS goons, HHS thugs, National Guard boots, NATO mercenaries, and DHS troops to stop your automobile between U.S. states to check you and any kid you have for updated vaccine passports, proving you've had several clot shots, proving your government has issued gene therapy medications up to date. Folks, this is not a joke. This legislation is introduced in Florida to stop this. This is not a joke. This is not something that if somebody made up it to be a fable. This is actually being considered. Fifteen years ago or longer, said in a Bible study, the Lord showed me through the scriptures that this would come one day. And I told him, I said, one day you're going to have a passport to go from state to state. And everybody just kind of stared. Not that they necessarily doubted me, they just couldn't imagine it. And I couldn't imagine how they were going to do it. But they're doing it. If they have to introduce a bill in the Senate to stop this, then obviously there's something coming that they need to stop. Please let that sink in a minute. This is a real issue. Did you ever stop in your lifetime? Maybe you're just a youngin. I don't know. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. You haven't been around long enough. But if you're anywhere near the age I am, if you've been around the last 40 or 50 years even, it's hard for us to imagine that we would have to have a passport, internal passport, to cross state lines, go see grandma and grandpa and mom and dad or whatever, visit the kids somewhere. But this is actually being considered as we speak. If that doesn't make you stop and think, I don't know what will. I'm going to read a quote to you now from Henry Kissinger. You remember Henry Kissinger? He made a speech to the World Health Organization on eugenics on February 25th, 2009. Again, he's talking to the WHO, the WHO Council on Eugenics. This is what he said. Now listen to what he said, folks. Look it up for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Once the herd accepts mandatory vaccination, it's game over. They will accept anything, forceful blood or organ donation, for the greater good. We can genetically modify children and sterilize them for the greater good. Control sheep minds and you control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions. And many of you in this room are investors. It's a big win-win. We fear not the herd, and the herd pays us for extermination services. Did you hear what I said? Kissinger said, once we accept mandatory vaccination, the game is over. We'll do anything for the greater good. Are we not doing that right now as we speak? He said, it's a big win-win. We thin out the herd, and the herd pays us for extermination services. They pay us for killing them. Well, we pay with the tax dollars for the murder of about 75 million babies. Why not pay for this too? Check it out for yourself. Go online, look it up. See them telling you the truth. This is what's happening right now in this country that you and I have called home for many years. Now, Fauci said this. There comes a time when you have to give up what you consider your individual right of making your own decision. He's yet again, Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci thinks he's the boss of America and can tell us what to do. He was just on Face the Nation where he said it's not clear if Christmas giving should be canceled yet. Oh my. Now he is on record saying there comes a time when you have to give up what you consider your individual right of making your own decision. During a virtual lecture at the Canadian University titled COVID-19 Lessons Learned and Remaining Challenged, Dr. Fauci made a stunning comment about individual rights. And they're going to decide whether you're going to have Christmas or not with your family. We've owed greatly over commercialized Christmas. I certainly know that. But it's also a time maybe get with your family and have a dinner and fellowship and get be together. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday of the year. Thanksgiving is one that it's a Christian holiday, the only one we have in the nation, really. That's truly a Christian holiday that set up the idea of a Thanksgiving to our Creator for His blessings. But now, Fauci says he may have to cancel Christmas, and I'm sure Thanksgiving will be canceled also. So stop and think about what Kissinger said, what Fauci's doing, and tell me how many people are actually responding in the negative and say, well, we're not going to let that happen. Most of them probably don't know what he said. They won't even know anything about this until it comes up on ABC or CBS or NBC. And then they'll be spun in a direction that they'll be forced to obey because they'll be scared to death. Remember, Kissinger said the vaccine providers and investors will stand to make billions? Moderna founders make Forbes list of America's richest during pandemic. Moderna founders make Forbes list of America's richest during pandemic. At least three people with a stake in the coronavirus vaccine race have just made a list of the top 400 richest people in America. Moderna chairman Norbar Afian, one of the company's founders, along with board member Robert Langer and early investor Timothy Springer, each made their debut in this year's daily tally produced by business magazine Forbes. Despite the pandemic's toll on many businesses, the 400 richest Americans this year are, together, 40% richer than last year's ultra-rich, making the cutoff to get on the list higher than ever, according to the publication. And the list featured the most new names it has since 2007, many of them billionaires in France, in finance, tech, and healthcare. So, thank you for getting your shot. You had just made Moderna's founders of the top 400 richest in America. Kissinger said you stand to make billions. He knew what he was talking about. Here it is. We're discussing it right now. There's big money in medicine, especially when people are so stupid as to believe the lies and be so scared and so fearful not to do anything they're told at the expense of their own health and the health of children. That is a damnable shame that we would allow that to happen. A damnable shame. Merrick, here we go again, folks. Merrick sells federally financed COVID pill to U.S. for 40 times what it costs to make. Kissinger said you'll make billions. The COVID-19 treatment, I can't say the word, molnupiravir, was developed using funding from the National Institutes of Health and the Department of Defense. Now listen, the funding come from the National Institutes of Health and the Department of Defense. A 5-day course of molnupiravir, the new medicine being hailed as a huge advance in the treatment of COVID-19, cost $17.74 to produce, according to a report issued last week by drug pricing experts at the Harvard School of Public Health and King's College Hospital in London. Merck is charging the U.S. government $712 for the same amount of medicine, or 40 times the price. Oh my, Kissinger got it right. You're going to make billions from ignorant people, who fearful people, who will vaccinate their own children without any concern for their health because they're afraid. And they're going to believe everything just fine as the things continue to take them down the road into destruction. Well, you know, the Bible says it wasn't days of Noah. They'll be eating, drinking, marriage, and all the things, and they won't even know that destruction is coming. It's happening. The Washington Post. Hospital system says it would deny transplants to the unvaccinated in almost all situations. Can you see where this is heading, folks? I must say, this is not yet the Mark the Beast technology, but it's certainly close. Getting closer every day. A Colorado-based health system said it's denying organ transplants to patients not vaccinated against coronavirus in almost all situations, citing studies that show these patients are much more likely to die if they get COVID-19. So if you don't get the vaccination, you might die, so you're not going to do transplant. The policy illustrates the growing cost of being unvaccinated and wades into deeply controversial territory, the use of immunization status to decide who gets limited medical care. The mere idea of prioritizing the vaccinated for rationing health resources has drawn intense backlash as overwhelmingly unvaccinated COVID-19 patients push some hospitals to adopt crisis standards of care, which health systems can prioritize patients for scarce resources based largely on their likelihood of survival. UC health rules for the transplants entered the spotlight on Tuesday when Colorado State Representative Tim Gettner, Republican, said it denied a kidney transplant to a Colorado Springs woman because she was not vaccinated against the coronavirus. Calling the decision disgusting and discriminatory, Gettner shared a letter that he said the patient received last week from the UC Health Transplant Center at the University of Colorado's Anschutz Medical Campus, the city of Aurora. The letter said the woman would be inactivated. She would be inactivated on a kidney transplant waiting list and had 30 days to start coronavirus vaccination. If she refused, it said she would be removed. Okay. There you go. Another step in the beast system, taking us right further and further into it. There you go. Different topic. Border Patrol Chief Scott, Border Patrol morale struggling. New process applies to everybody else but not them. And I don't have time to go through all this. Obviously, we're not time. But during a portion of an interview aired on Tuesday's broadcast on Fox News Channel's Special Report, former Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott said the morale among Border Patrol agents is struggling and criticized President Joe Biden for taking the approach that the due process applies to everybody else but not Border Patrol agents. Host Brett Breyer asked, what is the Border Patrol morale? Scott answered, it's struggling right now. It's really struggling right now. Obviously, this administration doesn't really support border security. Obviously, folks, that's true. That is absolutely true. And I can imagine why these people would have very low morale. Why should they? They have no one backing them for their job. They literally put their lives on the line every day to keep the illegals out. And we, as a nation, truly don't support them in any meaningful way. Whatever you think. Australians being mandated to provide police with geo-trackable selfies to approve their quarantining. In a move that, again, highlights how far toward the complete tyranny Australia has become in the wake of COVID, citizens are now being mandated to provide geo-trackable selfies to police to prove they're staying at home. A report from Nine News in Australia details how people in Victoria are now required to respond to the authorities within 5 minutes of them randomly calling by sending a selfie of themselves at home. If they fail to respond, health goons are sent to their address to dish out punishments. The reporter notes today the call has gone out to everyone in home quarantine in Victoria to take part in a pilot program. And what that means is they will receive random phone calls and they will have to answer within 5 minutes with a selfie sent on to an app, which will then geo-track that, track where that person is and to make sure they are who they say they are and as well. If they don't answer within 5 minutes, that's when the health ministers come knocking, the reporter creepily adds. Folks, how long and how far will we go with this? Why are you hesitating? Prepare for what's coming. If you can see the writing on the wall now of what's coming for this country and the world, but I live in America. If you can't see what's coming, you're not preparing. There's nothing more I know that I can say to change your mind. I doubt if Melanie knows anything she'd do to change your mind. You need to call her and ask her some questions at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Ask her about some ideas on preparation, especially with some real hard assets that you may need in an emergency to bail yourself out of a mess or buy supplies when nothing else will do it. When the dollar is useless, folks, you can offer them $1,000 loaf of bread. If the dollar's no good, they won't take it. It's just a piece of paper. But a silver dollar right now is worth about $30. It's real money. You figure it out. What would they take? 800-375-4188. I'll be back with you again. Melody, back with you tomorrow, and I'll be back with you Friday with Melody. Have a great night. Good night.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.